libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Founded on white supremacy. This country was founded on white supremacy. And every single institution and structure that we have in our country still reflects the legacy of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and suppression, even in our democracy.
I don't know what country that man is running for the presidency of. I've publicly speculated. I think it's called non-America. In fact, I think most of the Democrats are running to win the presidency of a place called non-America. With fake problems and fake solutions and fake personalities and I guess maybe some fake hair in a couple of instances. But for the most part, we're just talking about a bunch of fakers that are telling a bunch of lies. I'm eager to get my next guest's thought on this because she covered Beto O'Rourke's Senate run quite closely and reported on it for us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. But she's also written about it in various capacities as well. And she's also noting what's going on in Robert O'Rourke's home state of Texas. Kristen B. Tate, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
So you had not heard that audio until Alex played it twice right there. what's your reaction that a man seeking the highest public office in the country, and admittedly with the wheels maybe coming off his campaign, but why sink to that level? What is he doing there?
Well, he's becoming desperate because Beto is floundering in the polls. He's not even considered a front runner anymore. So I think at this point, he's just throwing anything at the wall and seeing what sticks. And that was just a flagrant attempt to pander to black voters. Interestingly, Kevin, I saw a poll. Joe Biden is doing pretty well with black voters right now, significantly better than even Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, the two African-Americans running for the Democratic nomination. So you're seeing all of these candidates really trying to pander to the black vote to try to recreate a Barack Obama moment. And I think this statement, this silly, absurd statement from O'Rourke was just, a desperate attempt to do that.
Yeah. Now, you've written in your most recent piece about the politics in Texas, and you've talked a lot about there's common kind of consensus on thought here is that Florida and Texas are kind of the foundation of any Republicans' presidential ambitions. California and New York are obviously the foundation for the Democrats. And you flip any of those and you have a different dynamic altogether, a landslide, usually in one way or the other. To connect these two, what does Beto O'Rourke represent about Texas and what's happening in that state where you have some of these blue pockets starting to pop up?
Well, what's really interesting, so first of all, my next book is actually about this issue and focuses heavily on Texas. And what I found when I was researching is that the rural areas of Texas are actually becoming more red than they were previously, while the cities are becoming increasingly blue. So you have people moving to cities in Texas from other states, and then you have second generation immigrants who tend to congregate in the cities. These people vote overwhelmingly Democrat, and they are outnumbering the folks in the rural parts of the state by far. So do I think Texas will go blue in 2020? No, I don't. But I also think it's trending blue and that Republicans can't just take the state for granted anymore. I mean, if you look at California in 1990, it looked very similar to Texas today. In 1990, California had a population of 29 million, just like Texas does today, and it had a large inflow of second-generation immigrants. And remember, people forget, California was a very conservative state. And now, I mean, you'd be laughed at if you even suggested California could go red in a presidential election.
Right.
So I fear that Texas is going down that path. And because it's going down that path, Republicans have to spend more resources and time in the state, which takes resources and time away from those other battleground states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, et cetera.
Yeah. No, I think that's well said. And I think that you've also got this phenomenon, and I know your book is going to deal with this, but People leave the high tax regions of the country and then relocate to low tax regions of the country, which we think, well, that's common sense. If I have a business and I'm operating and California is going to, you know, whack me with 40% interest rates on top of whatever else I'm paying to the government and other things, you know, local, you know, surcharges on things that I've got to do, I'm going to get out of that environment if I can. And so then they go to Texas and Florida and North Carolina and Alabama and Tennessee and all these places where you can get a good deal to run your company. But the problem is they import all of their same liberal nonsense, and then they start voting for people that like what they just left. So it doesn't seem to make it seems self-defeating to move out of a place that you're getting, you know, absolutely crucified, especially on tax policy, and then move to the new place that you're going to benefit from the tax policy. But then you're going to go elect all the people that are going to reinstitute taxation and desire to do it worse than what you're when it is when you move there. And then you end up in the same position.
True, but what's really shocking, in addition to that, is that if you look at the 2018 Senate race, Beto actually did better among native-born Texans than he did with transplants.
Huh.
And a lot of those native-born Texans, remember, were these second-generation immigrants, you know, the people who
gotcha.
Came to Texas illegally and then had children. But I think a lot of people in the state of Texas may be forgetting why the state became so prosperous, why their state is so economically prosperous. It's because of the regulation and tax environment. So Texans shouldn't forget that. And then there's also the fact that people tend to geographically cluster with others who share similar opinions, right?
Sure.
So you have conservatives who are kind of more attracted to the suburban and rural areas, and then the liberals all congregate in the city areas, and you end up with really polarized environments. And unfortunately, the cities are just attracting more people from around the country at a higher rate. And these are the blue bubbles that are just growing so fast. So I fear for the fate of Texas. And it really bothers me when Republicans roll their eyes and laugh when I talk about this, because it's really happening. And if Republicans don't get serious and try to keep Texas in the red column, it could go blue.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And we'll talk more about your book as it gets closer to publication. But Kristen B. Tate, find out everything that she's doing at KristenBTate.com and follow her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. It's always pleasure to get your insight and to get your understanding on what's going on around us, even if Robert O'Rourke doesn't appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, Kristen.
Thank you, Kev. Always a pleasure.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. We're going to talk a little family and parenting next. Stay with us.